Simon Shin Nun Zayin. Dinim of Chotzer, it's Pachas Me'ab Amos, it's less than for Amos and a Biv. A Chotzer is less than for Amos by for Amos. That's Smuch L'Shram, it's next to Shramim. That means you have a house, and outside your house you have a Chotzer. And after the Chotzer, there's a Shramim. So the Mechaber says in the summer, you cannot pour water into it. What's going on over here? The Mishnah explains what's going on in this Simon, in this Sif. Chazal estimated the average person on the average day needs 2 saw of water. That's how much he needs to wash his face, his hands and feet, take care of himself, all the various things he needs. Now we know that on Shabbos, Nala throws something, throw water, let's say, from Shiochet to Shrabim, Midiraisa, nor can he throw from Shiochet to Karmelis, Midirabonin. Now the way it was in the olden days is people, when they had the dirty water, they used to wash themselves or whatever use they had for it, they pour it out into their chutzah afterwards. The chutzah is part of their Rishos, it belonged to them, they pour it out into the chutzah, and the chutzah is also Shiochet, so that's fine. Allow to pour something out from one Rishiyachid to another Rishiyachid. Now, Chazal said that 2 saw of water, if then to get absorbed in the ground, you need an area of 4 amas by 4 amas. In that much space, they get absorbed in the ground, they don't make the ground dirty, they just get absorbed, and it's fine. And you'll be satisfied with that. And even if some of the water ends up rolling out of the Chatzar and rolling into the Shrabim, that wasn't your intent. Shabbos only chayv it's melech Shabbos. If that was your intent, that wasn't your intent, and it's fine. The fact that it wind up rolling out the Shrabim doesn't concern us. But if your chutz is less than 4 amas by 4 amas, then 2 saw of water is too much water. It's not going to absorb properly in the karka on the ground. And the chutz didn't get, come to revish, vatid, come muddy. And you're not going to be happy with that. So in the winter, no one cares. Anyway, everything got muddy. That snow, it got muddy and rainy in the old days. Now it's normal in the Mesach Shaman. The Mesach Shaman, the summer months, was pretty dry and things were kept clean. It would bother a person if his chutz would get dirty and muddy. He wanted to stay clean. And therefore, if your chutz is less than 4 by 4 amas and you have to pour your water out into it, you're going to want that the water should roll a little bit into Shrabim. If the water rolls into Shrabim, then the sky machshavta, you'll be happy. It will be melech machshavas. And not only that, this exeri might come to eventually, intentionally, pour the water straight from Shiochet to Shrabim in order to avoid it making your chutzah dirty. So the Machaber says that therefore, if you have a chutz less than 4 by 4 amas that's between your house and Shrabim, you cannot pour water into it on Shabbos in the summer. Rather, the only eitz is you have to make a guma, make like a hole in your chutzah, that its halal, its area, open area, could hold a sime. If the water could be poured into that. The Rambam tells us how big that hole has to be. It says half amma long, half amma wide, by 0.6 of an amma, 3/5 of an amma tall. That's the amount that holds a sime, is being a Rambam. That's the area that you need. And this way, the water will be poured into that. And the exact dimensions doesn't have to be the exact length, width, or height that the Rambam says. Mishnah Berurah says you can adjust it accordingly as long as it's that square footage. So it's good enough that it can hold sasayim. Now, you'll pour the water into your chatzar, and you'll be happy to slide into the guma, into the hole, and your intent is no longer that you go into the shirabim. And there's no chashash, you end up intentionally throwing water into the shirabim. And the Mechaber says you could make this guma inside the chatzar itself, or right outside the chatzar. Just make it right outside the chatzar, you have to cover with boards, that should be a malkum betor. Mishnah Berurah says, really, those dimensions that Rambam gave are anyway be a malkum betor. You can have a case where some reason they get muddy the guma, because the water that's poured into it will get taller, end up being less than 3 tefachim off the ground, there'll be butter, shrabim, it won't be malkum betor. So you cover the boards, and now the water is sliding under the boards, and now it becomes its own malkum betor. The Mishnah Berurah says another reason also why, if it's outside the chatzar, you have to cover it, besides the fact you want to make it into malkum betor, also it shouldn't be like a barber shrabim. People passing by might trip on it. Now that's no longer in the chatzar, it's more in the public place. So you have this guma, whether it's in your chatzar or it's right outside your chatzar that's covered by boards, it means malkum betor. The water will fall into that, and it's fine. Once you have the guma, you can pour as much water as you want into your chatzar, a lot more than 2 saw. You know, after a certain amount, 3, 4, 5 saw, at a certain point, it's going to be as such, that it's going to overflow, it's going to go into the shrabim, and you're going to want it to go into the shrabim because it's going to make your chatzar dirty. Still, since the whole issue over here is not the right, so you're not talking about somebody who plans on pouring his water from shelf to shrabim, you're talking about someone plans to pour into his chatzar. It's a chashash, he'll end up pouring into the shrabim. Once he's happy that you spread the Shrabim, the water will end up pouring directly to Shrabim. It's Chazal made a kana as a guma to make this hole as a zecher of Shabbos. You shouldn't forget my mistake for directly to Shrabim. Once you have the hecker of making the guma, that's good enough. And now you can pour as much as you want, even though some of the overlapping, the overflowing water is definitely going to end up Shrabim. You'll be happy with that. Your chatzah shouldn't get dirty. It's good enough. There's no kashash that eventually you're going to throw water directly in to Shrabim. However, if you did not make this guma, then you cannot pour any water into your chatzah that's less than 4 by 4 amas, even less as a sime. Mishmur explains, Xeri might come to throw a sime of water because that's the average amount a person uses on the average day.